Now, this week, Carl, I believe we're off to Stock and another pub, the Bear Pub.
The Bear Pub. It's been here a long time.
Yes.
It has been.
I think I've been there a few times as well. Everybody, I think, all I do is go to pubs.
Well,
truth in that.
I've been there a few times as well. There are certainly in the around Billericay, Brentwood, Wickford. Mm-hmm. There aren't many pubs I haven't been at some time in the last 30 years.
Seems reasonable to me. Okay, let's have the story about Stock then and the Bear Pub.
Yeah, the story's called Spider. A tiny little man in dirty white breeches, pink hunting coat, black velvet hunting cap, boots and stock. He was steady as a hanging judge after 14 pints of beer, lousy as a hedge pig, and swore like a Crimean trooper. That was how they described Charlie Marshall, nicknamed Spider. And Spider, well, he worked as a potman at the Bear Pub in Stock. And he didn't seem to have any family and no regular home, and he lived in the stables at the pub with the horses. But he did have one thing that amused all the people who frequented the pub. He had a party trick. He would climb the chimney in the tap room, climb up, and going up in the tap room, he would come down the chimney in the parlour bar. And for doing this, he would usually get a few coppers or a free pint of ale, or sometimes, if he was lucky, a few coppers and a free pint of ale. And because he was a man of some mischievous bent, he would sometimes stay up the chimney, only coming down when the customers would light a bunch of straw beneath him and smoke him out. Most people thought that his hiding point was probably a bacon loft that straddled the two chimneys. But there was one terrible Christmas Eve when Spider went up the chimney in the tap room but did not come down in the parlour. They waited, and they waited, perhaps longer than usual, and then some rowdy customers lit a pile of logs in order to get him to appear, but he never did. No one knows what happens. One supposes he suffocated up there on his perch. Sometimes later, they tried to find the bacon loft by poking up a long pole. But what they found was a large crack beginning to appear in the chimney. And there was panic. And the crack was cemented over in case of collapse. Well, we know, because it's still standing, that the chimney did not collapse. And while it's assumed the Spider suffocated to death on a Christmas Eve, no one knows for sure, but his presence does remain in the Bear. People still claim to have seen a ghostly figure in boots and white breeches walk the bars in the Bear Pub.
Deary me, but nobody ever went up to check or find the body?
No. Spider was quite a small man, and yes, he could get up there and back down, but nobody
but when they went
did
up to do the repair, did they not have to go all
they
the way up?
Didn't find him.
Dear, so there's probably still some bones up there.
There could well be a skeleton up there. I don't know if the people, when the pub has been redone in the last 10 years, hasn't it? It's different to when I first went there. Whether in the renovations, they changed things around so much there. They went up the chimney and found anything. I don't know, but I certainly have not read about it.
Goodness,
poor old Spider.
Dear me, poor old Spider, as you so rightly say. So where are we off to next week?
Well, Little Dunmow, among other places.
Right, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much, Carl.